Jason and Zoe at the milk bar. Welcome along, Jason and Zoe with you here in the Milk Bar, episode 3. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Exciting week?
Fairly busy, actually, to be honest.
Really? Lots of work and more work?
Well, I'm trying to fundraise, you see, so if anybody out there's got anything they want to pass on to me that's worth a lot of money, I'll be very grateful.
And what are you fundraising for?
It's my son's football team. He needs a new kit.
So you couldn't just knit something?
No.
Football kit? Crochet?
These
you'd be lads. Good.
And they won't have any old rubbish either. They want some proper stuff.
Okay, so you've got to go for Umbro or a big name brand.
Yeah. We're going to be at the Wolverhampton City show.
Begging for cash.
Yes, so we need quite a lot of large items that look fabulous so everybody will come to our store.
So you're working on that one. City show being...
The 11th and the 12th of July. Are you going to be there, Jason?
I might turn up, but only in a viewing capacity.
Oh, I might be there with the other radio
station. Your other job, your little radio job, but there we go. Okay, so that could prove interesting. We've got a show to do now, though, so tell us who you've brought in, who we'll be hearing music from later on.
I've brought Dan with me. I've known him for many, many years, and he's very, very good.
Okay, Dan will be performing live with his guitar. Say hello, Dan.
Hello.
There we go.
He does look a bit worried, doesn't he, bless him?
He's scared. But then again, he's with Auntie Zoe, so I'm sure he'll be fine. And also in the studio, we have Ty Harris. Ty Matthew Harris. I haven't given him a microphone yet, so we'll talk to him later. He's going to sing as well.
Yes. It's very musical today,
isn't it?
It
is, but also a bit of theatre as well thrown in.
Yes.
You've got to have an actor on the phone. So and unlike in previous weeks, we've had celebrities in and Zoe then tries to get him to guess who they are.
Yes, as it was your turn to get a celebrity in. We haven't got one.
Well, we have got a celebrity. We have your guest,
yes,
but
actually,
we're not playing the
TV.
Guessing game.
No, we're not.
So that's the important part. So who have we got?
We have Rupi Lal.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
I am very well. So tell us where Zoe found you. What was she doing? Was she trawling the internet looking for people again, stalking?
No, actually, he was in a very civilised play that was coming to the, to Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton, yes. Oh, forgot where we were. Big place. It's a city.
It was actually, what was it called? I can't remember now. It was
the play, was actually called Talking Balls.
Yes. And you can see why I was interested in it.
Yes, and it did come to Wolverhampton.
It did.
And it was at the Molyneux ground.
In fact, I think I was along for that. I seem to recall seeing that. Yeah, didn't you turn up?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't go. No. I actually went, and it was a play pretty much around getting gentlemen to take their health seriously.
It was, it was quite an interesting show. It's all about men's health, really, and why men don't go to the doctor as often enough when they think they've got something wrong in themselves and things like that. It was quite a funny show. The play was all based around kind of real quotes that we got off the general public, basically, of just men that we found, and their thoughts and opinions, and also their history about kind of various kind of illnesses that they've had and what they've done and things like that. So it's quite a humorous show, actually, about a serious subject.
But did you find yourself identifying with some of these guys?
Well, to be honest with you, there was a few things that started to make me worry, to be honest with you. I thought, oh, jeez. Is that right down there?
I've got one of those. Not me personally, but I'm just thinking what you might be saying.
Yes, slightly concerned. So did you find yourself disappearing halfway through rehearsals for a quick furtle in the toilet to see what was wrong?
Kind of, yeah. It was more after rehearsals when I got back home. And one of the suggestions from the play was that men should regularly check themselves over when they're in the shower and things like that. So I found myself doing it. Just, you know, I'm preaching about it. I better do it myself as well.
Jason, about that earlier as well, wasn't you, Jason?
We were having a separate conversation before we started today's podcast. And probably best we don't go there at the moment. But Zoe's asked me to show her later, so we might sort that out there. But you know, it is important. And I mean, we talk about Zoe. I'm sure she checks out her other half as regularly as possible, don't you?
How do you try?
Yeah.
Bless him.
Yes, but you know, just to look after him, and then she'll probably take out a vast insurance policy just at the wrong moment without telling him what's wrong.
Oh, no, I've already got one of those.
Ha-ha, he's got him sorted there. But, I mean, this isn't the limit of your work, though, is it?
No. That was kind of the kind of last kind of freelancing work that I really did as an actor. Since that, I started working for a theatre and education company called Loudmouth, which are based in Birmingham. It's a name that's not easily forgotten. And we go into schools and we do plays on various issues, and it's all built into their kind of PSHEE lessons. I've had to learn that.
Go on, what's that mean?
You're testing me now. Personal, social, health and education, economic education. There we go. I think I've got all these there.
How to be good with money and not be horrible to people.
Yeah, but also kind of sexual kind of health kind of information and education and things like that, really.
So it's led on from, like, the play you did.
You've never been stereotyped. Yes. You're typecast as a man who talks about his sex life.
Is it better than Brum, though?
Oh, Brum was something.
wasn't you in the dancing bit at the start, do I remember you saying?
I think they kind of missed me out that bit. I did do a little bit of dancing, though. The episode was all about a girl. It was me and a girl who were boyfriend and girlfriend, and the girl's necklace got stolen, and Brom came along and saved the day.
I think I have seen that one, to be fair.
You had to be helped out with your girlfriend's jewellery by a pretend car.
I know, tell me about it.
Is he a bit of a diva, old Brom?
Well, the two people that operate the car, I hope children aren't listening, but he is operated, there we go.
Yeah.
By kind of two people on the remote controls, and it can get a bit diva-ish. It's got its own kind of chair with its name on the back that it sits on. So.
Well, it sits in a museum now. I went away on holiday earlier this year. I've been on about three short breaks this year. I can't remember which one it was. But Brum the car was in this museum somewhere.
Yeah, just stopping there.
And there's probably more than one of them, if the truth be known.
Do you know, my lad got dead excited because we went around Birmingham and he come across this one square and he says, "Oh my God." He said, well, no, he didn't say, "Oh my God." He was really amazed because he says, "This is where Brum was." And it was the little square with the little concrete balls where you do all the dances at the start. And he was so amazed. He said, because he'd been on the telly and he thought, oh, you know, there it is.
And his mum's a celebrity too. He must have a great time every time you bring him breakfast.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
Are you doing much on the TV side of it still?
Not at the moment. I mean, the thing about this job, which is unique, is that it is full-time. I'm working constantly now with the company 5 days a week. And for an actor, that's unusual because I'm on a salary. So, as I said before, usually actors are freelancing and things like that. So I don't have to worry about auditions or anything like that now. But I mean, I love working for this company. Every day I'm working, acting is what I've trained to do, and also facilitating as well, which is a new skill that I've learnt from working with the job. Because the kind of manner of our sessions is that we do a play, which will last about 45-50 minutes, and then after that we do a kind of interactive workshop with the young people, discussing the themes and things like that about the characters. So it's kind of roughly about an hour and 45 minute session that we do, and it's just great. The kids enjoy it. I mean, it's so different from them, you know. Instead of having the teacher lecture to them day in, day out, they actually get a bit of drama in their school, and it's a great way of learning without realising that you're learning.
And did they try and stump you with some of the questions as well, based on the subject you're talking about?
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, definitely do. We do a play called Trust Me, which is all about chlamydia screening and contraception and things like that. And after the play, they get a chance to talk to the characters. And I'm playing a character called Dave, who's a bit of the Jack the Lad, you know, thinks he knows everything, but he doesn't know anything. And they get to talk to the character and ask him why he didn't do this or why he did that. And, yeah, they grill me, especially the girls. They really grill me
about my chap lines
and whatever. So.
And did some of these chat-up ones work in real life as well? Have you been making the most of this? Has it given you any new ideas?
I'm not as confident as Dave in real life, but I'll get my fair share. I suppose.
Right, let's see you try out one of Dave's chat up lines on Zoe now and see whether she's going to go.
Oh no, you'll make me go red.
You got
a voice that you put on as well.
Well, if you want to hear the voice,
yeah.
I'll do the voice if you want.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on.
How you doing? You all right?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah,
she's melting already. She's melting.
What would you say after that? Then when they look at you and say,
they just start laughing. Okay. To be honest with you, I do a thing with them which is quite funny, where I kind of get them saying yes for a number of questions, and then so I'll say, okay, so you guys, you reckon I'm arrogant? Yeah. You think I'm big-headed? Yeah. You think I'm sexy? Yeah. Oh no. And you get them sometimes, so it's quite funny.
So where from here, though? I mean, we've already said you've been typecast. You spend most of your day talking about chlamydia, but I mean, what happens next?
To be honest with you, I'm just enjoying my work at the moment. I've been with the company for nearly 2 years now. The company's been going for 15 years. It started by the company directors, who were actually going out and doing the shows themselves, Eleanor Bryson and Chris Cowan. And I'm just having a whale of a time, to be honest with you. In the future, hopefully the company will grow. I mean, it's been going for 15 years. In the present climate, that's quite a big achievement, to be honest with you. So hopefully we'll see, because we do also training programs for staff and people that work with young people, such as nurses and teachers and things like that. So, you never know, it might be that instead of kind of performing for the young people in the future, it might be that I'm performing for those that work with young people, as I said, like teachers and nurses and things like that.
Do you ever sit back and think about what you wanted to do at the start of it and think, well, this isn't what, you know, it sounds like something totally different than what you're doing when I was speaking to you, because you were like on TV and all that sort of thing. Did you want to have that big break and perhaps be in films and TV? And
yeah, it would have been nice to have been introduced as a celebrity on the show, I suppose.
Rather than just Zoe doing you down like she does with everybody.
No, but you know,
she does the same to me, don't let it worry you.
No, because sometimes it's that difficult to get work. You do go for the money and think, oh, this is like a regular thing. But you know what I mean? You tend to lose sight of what you started out doing in the first place.
It could still happen.
That's what I'm saying, you see. No, well, he's not that old.
Don't write him off.
I do still keep kind of dabble in little film projects here and then when I get the time. So you're hoping, you know, one might go to Cannes Film Festival or something might happen big there, but
that's
but
not along the same lines of your day job, is it?
Yeah. But for the meantime, I'm just enjoying my work. I'm acting every day and it's what I love to do. And, you know, if you can wake up in the morning and love doing your job, then I think you're doing all right, aren't you?
So. Well, I think if Zoe wants to point us on how to get into the porn industry, which is what she's trying to imply.
It's all about who you know, not what you know, isn't it? So
we'll wait for you to get in touch with Zoe directly on that one. Now, the theatre group you're working with at the moment, have they got a web address that we can share with the world?
Yeah, it's www.loudmouth.co.uk. So that's loudmouth.co.uk.
And you can find out the work that you're doing, see how it's benefiting kids and making them think a little bit without realising they're doing it.
Exactly, mate.
Thank you very much. I hope you haven't missed too much of yours. It's salsa you're off to.
Yeah, I'm actually just on Broad Street at the moment. I've just parked up and I'm just waiting to go inside and do a bit of salsa dancing. So I might try out my Dave lines in there and
see what happens.
It could work magic.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem.
Thanks for having me on. Speak to you again soon.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
There we go, Zoe, thank you for that. Well, she's waving as well, which is quite nice. I do like it when she does that sort of thing.
Oh, he's a nice chap, isn't he?
Is that cool? And a nice little acting job.
Yeah.
Which works. Mm. And it sort of pretty much ties in with everybody on the podcast today.
What's that?
Well, they've all got some sort of musical or theatre background, haven't they?
Yeah, very good.
So, should we have some music from your invited guest now? Let's introduce Dan.
Dan, well, when he first started, he was actually in a band. Now he's not.
No,
they decided to go the separate ways, yeah, because they were going in different directions.
Zoe's upset now. What were the band called?
The Call Without Warning.
They were getting on really, really well, and they'd just signed to Mass Records, and they were getting like a sound and going to tour and stuff like that, and then it just all went pear-shaped.
All went pear-shaped. But we have...
But to be fair, Dan was the best one.
Yeah,
so.
Lead guitar and vocals, so we bring him along, we get him to perform. Have you got one of your own tunes you're going to do for us?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Oh,
what's it called?
It's called This Distance From You.
Take it away.
Jeez. I'm thinking back to days when we first met. Ask you out on my bed. 17th of March is always in my head. I reckon why. Because I left you there. You thought that I didn't care. Oh, but I do. And I come back sometimes. But sometimes is not enough. And I know it's hard now with distance there. With phone calls everywhere. But please, just wait for me. You are all that I ever need, forever and ever, babe. I know I went, but someday I'm coming home. didn't think it'd be this hard. Till now we've never really been apart. I wish I'd stayed. And I feel like I'm losing you. And I'm so confused. Especially when you say your feelings changed. It's not the same. And it won't ever be. And I know it's hard now with distance there. With phone calls everywhere. But please, just wait for me. You are all that I ever need. Forever and ever, babe. Just please believe in you and me. And I know it's hard, but girl, you have my heart. Cried our tears and shared our fears. And I can't bear losing you. And I know it's hard now with distance there. Everywhere, but please just wait for me. You are all that I ever need. And I know it's hard now with distance there, with phone calls everywhere. But please just wait for me. You are all that I ever need. Forever and ever, babe. Since when we first met.
Excellent. Round of applause.
Very good.
Performing live for us here in the Milk Bar.
See, don't I bring quality in?
You do.
I do.
Always with you, never yourself. But yeah, good stuff, Dan. Thank you for that one.
Would you say a James Blunt?
I wouldn't be that. No, cheery. I'd say he's cheery. He's got a tune, yes. And he can sing, unlike James Blunt. But there we go. So, I mean, it was a gasp. No, James Blunt's rubbish. Nobody likes James Blunt, apart from Zoe, who obviously doesn't get out much.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. So, Dan, I mean, what got you into this one? Because how old are you now? You're 19?
I'm 19, yeah.
And you're studying at uni?
Uni, yeah.
What are you working on?
Popular music performance down London at Tech Music Schools.
So is that something you're going to use your own music from? Or
it's mainly studying the guitar, because I've just took singing up just as like a second sort of thing, but it's sort of... When I started singing in the old band, it sort of took off a bit more. So, and then I started having lessons, but it's sort of backed off since I've been in London. It's sort of more a hobby now, because I don't really get to concentrate on
it. It's a hobby. You've been making money out there, by the sounds of things.
Well, yeah.
Don't tell the tax man, but...
Nah.
Can I tax you on...
Yeah, everything's begging? Taxable, yeah.
Same not as begging, you. Sorry, what do you call it?
It's called busking, but
yes,
you know.
Busking.
Some sorry. Cases it's begging. In this yes, case, no, I think it genuinely is busking, because he seems to be able to sing.
Yeah, so it went all right there, the busking. I was only there right, half hour. I did get sent off afterwards by some bloke. Am I like 10 or in half hour? Never made that much.
That's your dinner at McDonald's, isn't
in my
it?
Life.
Well, it depends on what you're eating. That's enough to feed
no,
three
it's
people
expensive
in, my
in London.
Yeah. I suppose there is
it
that.
It is. It's really expensive down there. But he is very good, don't you think?
Impressed. And, yes. And where do you see your career going? What's the plan?
Well, I mean, I'd like to really concentrate on this, but I'd like to sort of get within a band or maybe keep it solo. But if that doesn't take off, because I'm studying the guitar, I'd like to be like session player, working guitar magazines, try and get
there can be good money in that as well,
yeah,
can't there?
And there's loads of things that I'd like to be in, try and be a musician within the West End musicals. I don't know, there's so many things I could get into.
And been in London, you're in the right place to do it. Hopefully get an evening job working on something like that as well. Also, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've actually become mates with one of the tutors down there, and he's pretty sound, to be fair. And he says once I come back, he's going to try and get me some paid gigs with him, like 180, 200 a night, two nights a week.
It's all right, isn't it? Better than your tenor doing your busking.
Better tenor doing busking and better than what you earn.
Probably.
Yeah.
But you're not paying me, Jason. I'm writing it down.
Certainly not. No invoices here, I tell you that much. But there we go. But it's any good. We will hear more from you in a bit.
Okay, so.
Okay, then. Cheers, Dan. Thank you. Right, we've got our next guest.
Yes.
I shall hand him a microphone. There we go. Ty, take that.
There's lots of men in today, isn't there?
You're loving every minute of it, aren't you?
Yes.
You're just young boys. This one's 17. How old's your son?
17.
So you can't look at this one either. And he's brought a young lady friend with him as well.
I should have said 7, shouldn't I? Because my other lad's only 7.
You could have got away with it that way.
Yes.
That's very, very concerning, but there we go. Ty, how you doing?
Hello.
You're all right. You're not scared by Zoe, are you?
No, not at all.
That's okay. She can be troublesome.
So only to you, Jace.
So tell us about yourself, because you again are interested in music.
I don't know. I'm quite boring, to be honest. I do it as a hobby. Hopefully I want to take it professionally sometime, but just when.
Now, this gentleman I met on the rounds of heats and the semi-final of Wolverhampton's Top Talent.
Oh, is that the one I hosted, this one of the semi-finals?
You did one of the yes, you did do one of the semi-finals. Zoe, I did several of the heats, a semi-final,
and you did the final.
The final, so you know. And we're already in discussions for next year.
If I was coming to the final, but not in that capacity, I think they wanted me to buy a ticket.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes with most things in you, isn't it? But there we go. But now, Ty, you got through to the semis, as I say, and you did particularly well, I thought.
I didn't get to the final, though.
No, you didn't get to the final, but I was impressed with your singing talents, which is the reason we have you here tonight. We'll hear something from you there in a moment or two's time. But, I mean, you already said you want to do this professionally, potentially.
Yeah.
How are you working towards that? Because we've got Dan over there who's now off at uni. Yeah. Is that the sort of thing that you're going to be aiming towards?
Well, I've got a university place already, like, in place, but I'd rather go to a drama school if I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only auditioned for one this year because I've just finished college.
Yeah.
But I just think that there was an issue with my age, and as though, you know, I'm not 18 yet, and I was told that they do prefer older students as well, and they prefer students who've took gap years, so that is another possibility.
It's a bit strange,
as well,
isn't
at the
it?
Minute.
Yeah, so I suppose they want a bit of experience, at least 3 commercials for various branded products. And
I know a good model agency that also does acting. I can give you their number later on.
Zoe runs it out of a garage, probably.
I don't.
But there we go.
No, but you see, there's such a lack in things like drama in the West Midlands area, don't you think?
And yeah, I mean, there's a few theatre companies around, and we've spoken to Void Physical Theatres. Mm. They're doing something, they're trying to be different and go out there.
But it's not well advertised.
No, and it's finding places to join. And to get involved with, and so many places charge you for being part of productions, but there are a lot of good amateur dramatics.
Well, you know the Stagecoach one. I don't know if you know about that. The stage, is it Stagecoach? They do it on Saturdays and holidays and things like that. That is just so expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it's a case of send the kids along in the hope that they're going to become rich and famous and pay for your old age.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, and that's have you sent yours off there yet?
Not yet. I will look into it later, though. Matthew's about the right sort of age.
So you can get him trained.
Yes.
Can you sing, dance?
He tries to. He's got a guitar, but he hasn't learnt to play it.
More talented than his mother already, then. But
I learnt piano at school.
And do you play it now?
And bass guitar.
Do you play them now?
No.
Because you weren't very good. So, Ty, I mean, what sort of areas do you really find yourself drawn to? Because I know the backing tracks you brought along today range from Andrew Lloyd Webber through to a bit of Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of musical theatre. Like, I've had singing lessons and stuff, and that's what I've more been trying towards, because I do like my acting as well, so I want to try and find a line between the two, the singing and the acting.
And have you ever applied for some of these TV things? You know, John Barrowman's done them. What are they?
Thing? What was it? The Multicolour Dream Coat?
Joseph Jacob. Jacob was in it,
yeah,
I suppose. Yeah,
he was. Isn't one of the brothers?
No, he's the father, but there we go. Jacob and
I
son.
I was too young to apply for that one.
Oh.
So it was a couple of years back, and you had to be 18. And
so
did you have to be 18 for that?
Yeah, you had to be 18 at a certain point.
And that was a shame.
I wasn't, so
missed out on that one. But
yeah, I did. I was actually a bit gutted because I did follow the show through as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Joseph's not my favourite musical, it was just, you know, to watch the show and, you know, to be able to do something like that would be ace.
Are you going to do something from Joseph for us now?
I am.
What have you got lined up?
I've got Close Every Door from
Joseph. Oh, did you know, I love this musical. We used to go and watch it every time it used to come on at the theatre. We even saw it in Llandudno.
No. The centre of the theatrical world, Llandudno.
We was on holiday and we just noticed it was on, so we went and bought tickets.
So you were down by the pier.
Very, very favourite, yeah.
He loved it. I saw Philip Schofield do it in Brum.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was he any good?
It was actually, yeah, he could sing and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Ty's better. So, Ty, you ready, mate?
Yeah.
Take it away.
I hope don't crawl.
Behave. No blubbing.
Every door to me, hide all the world from me, bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me, hate me and laugh at me, darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers, life far from this world. Close every door to me, keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find my own peace of mind. For I have been promised a land of my own.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that.
And you were tempted to join in with the kiddies singing in the background.
I did,
as well.
No, I did used to sing that quite a lot when I was little.
Yeah.
Quite embarrassing.
I'm sure your singing was quite embarrassing, there we go. Ty, where on earth does the name Ty Matthew Harris come from? Is this something that you're working on for your membership to what's it called? The Actors Union
thing?
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called? Come on, someone tell me.
I do know it.
Yeah.
Actors Guild.
No, it's got a name.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, for that anyway, which I'll come back to my.
Nothing, just Matthew's my middle name, and I've never really used it.
So you feel it's sat there, and you can get a good value for money out of it. Yeah,
it's a very good name.
I thought there is some like people out there in famous. I've got like three names, and I thought, well, why not?
You're gonna go for it.
Think high.
Make the most.
Why not?
And explain, because I mean, you already are starting on the whole acting theme, aren't you? And becoming a bit of a prima donna. Because we were talking before we started. he's on about his beautician.
What's he doing with his beautician?
show your eyebrows.
I was going to say, you know what? When I come in, I look at his eyebrows. I thought, oh, he's got nice eyebrows. Have you had them trimmed?
They're sculpted.
if I don't, I have one eyebrow. So
like mine.
I needed to get into the middle bit.
So
no, I was sitting there watching. I thought, oh, he's got nice eyebrows. You were sitting there
thinking,
natural. No, they're stick on eyebrows.
I have to go through a little bit of pain to get them like this.
There you go.
I find it quite relaxing if you have the wax.
I do. I've had them waxed before. I've had I went from having someone who was like professionally did them,
yeah,
and then I was skint the 1 week, so my friend did them.
Oh god!
And no, she did them well, but it just hurt. Cause she one hair at a time. Whereas if you get to a beautician, it's like them done in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I find it quite relaxing. Quite actually, with the
I couldn't see afterwards because like, I think all the blood must have poured to my eyebrow.
It goes like all red where she's waxed, and you just look like, I don't know. It looks really funny.
It's weird though when you walk down the stairs and it's like, people just know that you've had them done. It's
I feel a bit, you see, like, oh, everybody's looking at me because my eyebrows are like red.
Could you not just have it thinned to make it look a bit more natural?
I could do, but I've still got the middle bit there.
As you say, it's that bit there, isn't it?
I have to get
see,
rid of
we
that.
Know.
Beauty tips. Did you shave your legs as well?
No, I don't.
They're a bit furry.
Clearly not.
He's wearing shorts today, just in case anybody's wondering quite how I'm up to. But
very hot.
You know, they're slightly embarrassed.
No, I'm okay.
That's all right. Good luck with everything that you have to do in the future. You're going to do us the Jack Johnson song now?
If that's what you want me to do.
That sounds like a plan. I think we can go for that. And why choose these? One of your favourite artists?
All I know is when it first came out, I've been trying to get the backing track for years. And then, well, I say years, probably it's got to have been about a year and a bit.
Must be a couple of years now.
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Okay, well, ready to do which track is it?
Three.
No, I wasn't. What's the name of the blimmin'? So you're better as well, you are.
Oh,
I know it's track three. You gave me a listing earlier on.
Better Together.
Take it away.
Somebody might have the album at home.
There's no combination of words I can put on the back of a postcard. No song that I can sing, but I can try for your heart. And my dreams, well, they were made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs and sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, release for most of the questions in my heart. Why are we here? Where did we go? And how come it's so hard? It's not always easy, sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, 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 it's always better when we're together. All of these moments just might find their way into my dreams tonight. And the moment they were gone is when the morning light sings and brings a new thing. But tomorrow night you'll see, cause they'll be gone too. Too many things I got to do. But if all of these dreams I might find their way into my day-to-day scene. I was under the impression I was somewhere in between. But if all I told was me and you, we got too many things I got to do. Places I got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, just look at them stars when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Oh, I believe in memories, they look so pretty when I sleep. I know they are. When I wake up, you look so pretty sleeping next to me.
but there is not enough time, and there is no song I can sing, and there is no combination of words I can say, but I know I tell you one thing, we're better together.
Once again, very good.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that. It's cool.
So, which style do you prefer?
I don't know. I'm a belter. I like things that I can proper get my grip into. And the Jack Johnson one, it's like very chilled out, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Probably my musical theatre.
And you never know, we could find you on the West End stage.
Hopefully, someday.
With Dan Platten in the orchestra as well. Could do the job, but there we are. So thank you for coming in.
No problem. Thank you very much.
No, love to hear you sing. So that was good. We enjoyed
very
that.
Good, yeah, yes. Lovely.
So one more tune from Dan. It's been a very musical one. So we get another ditty from Dan before we throw him back out.
Do you want me to do my website now?
Oh, we can do your website now. Yes, I've forgotten you'd prepared something.
I've been perusing the internet throughout the show.
Yeah, because you did no prep before you got it.
No, I did forget, to be fair.
Yeah.
This one is semi-funny. As it were.
Okay. So everybody ready to laugh, for Zoe's sake, okay?
Well, I've been perusing to see which is the funniest picture, and I think it's going to have to be the Chippendales reunion.
So it's funny celebrity pictures.
Yes, it is.
Give us the web address, which will no doubt be completely incomprehensible, like usual.
It's www.comedy-zone.net/pictures/celebs.
So that again. No, don't. Search for funny celebrity pictures.
Yes.
And who have you got then?
Well, it's the Chippendales reunion.
So I'm quite pleased we've got pictures to describe. Ooh. As ever. And
aren't they lovely?
They're not the real Chippendales, are they?
No. Quite disappointing, to be fair. They've got white socks and black shoes. Yeah. Need I say more?
Ty, can you see yourself going that way in years to come?
No.
No. Yeah, you're gonna keep yourself in shape.
They haven't got their eyebrows done either.
No, they're not being coiffured and looked after.
There is some other ones on there as well. There's
but that just drew you in.
Yeah, there's a well-known American president on there. Do you want to see that one?
Going this, it's probably a fake picture. So basically, we got some.
No, it is. It's a real man.
Yeah. So it's the real man. But those aren't the real Chippendales, are they? Those were just some fat blokes in lycra.
Yeah. It's called Bill Reads for the Kids. Okay. If you have a look at what book he's showing them.
It's Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm falling off my chair.
Don't
I can't
fall
make
off
that
your
around
chair.
The corner.
Shall I turn it round?
I've still no idea what that is.
Can't you see it?
Is that a picture of you?
No. What, women in lingerie?
Yeah, I can see. You do a lot of that, don't you? You pad things out and it works wonders.
I don't sit like that on the right hand side. That's not very ladylike. Well, that was quite funny. That made me chuckle.
You enjoyed that one?
Yeah.
There we go. That's what she was doing when she was supposed to be interviewing the guests earlier. I do like it. Thank you so much, Zoe, for sharing your website of
Thank
the week.
Thank you. I know we are going to give out our email address, I do believe, later.
We'll do that
we?
After Dan's done his bit.
Because we would like some input.
We need some of the sounds of your website of the week. Anything that you think is half decent that Zoe might be able to look at. Please share, but make it a nice short, snappy email address
not
or internet
rude.
Address. No.
Unless you put personal in the title.
Yeah, and Zoe will then be leching over it, I'm sure. Dan, what you got for us this time around, mate?
I don't know, because I just heard covers, so I don't know whether to do a cover, but I don't
Up
know.
To you, we don't mind, we're not...
I'll do another one of my own.
Well, what have you got for us, what's it going to be?
It's called My Last Goodbye.
Take it away.
Okay, so, I just got a tune, hold on.
Oh, it's tuning takes place as well.
Nah, I think it's all good.
That's proper guitar tuning.
Yeah, there we go.
Here he is.
Okay. My Last Goodbye. So we say that things won't change, but they do. There's nothing anyone can do for you. And I'll try to save all that someday will be wasted. And that's not the end, just goodbye. And as the last one,
And I cry my last tear and breathe my last breath, but the world still spins around. And I gaze upon your broken heart as I try to say goodbye. I'll see you. So you see that all those dreams were in vain. That sunshine would shine away that pain. Again, there's nothing we can do. Those days have all been wasted. It's not the end, just goodbye. That's the last one. And don't you think we'll meet again. And look back on these days, and I cry my last tear and breathe my last breath, but the world still spins around. And I gaze upon your broken heart, I try to say, oh, goodbye, I'll see you. Goodbye, see you. And I'm sorry I caused that pain. I didn't mean to hurt you. Well, now I'm not that guy you dreamed of. And I cry my last tear, breathe my last breath, but the world still spins around. And I gaze upon your broken heart as I try to say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to you. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to you. As I try to say, I try to, oh, say, oh, goodbye, I'll see you.
Cheers. Once again, well deserved round of applause here in the studio and the milk bar.
Lovely. So not bad for a hobby.
No, it's all right. I mean, both of them don't do full time.
Is it better than some people that are rich and famous, don't you think?
I certainly agree there, but there we go. Well, thank you for joining us this week. One bit of housekeeping. Last week, we spoke to Rob Bowers. He got a bit carried away with his web address for his blue bumps.
Oh, right, okay.
We apparently have blue bumps on order for definite. He's going to get them sorted. But
he added me as a friend as well.
That's nice. Yes. myspace.com/blue, B-L-U, bump, B-U-M-P, UK. He missed the UK
off the
end. Yeah. So if you want to find out about that one, please go along and check there.
And he's a nice looking chap as well, isn't he?
Well, I've only seen him with the blue sock on his head.
Oh, have you?
No, I haven't. Just met him in real life. No, he's a top bloke, is Rob, but there we go. So we've got some of them, some pieces. Zoe, if people do want to get in touch and email you, what can they do?
They can do. It is themilkbarpodcast@googlemail.com. So if you're local to us or even a bit further away, we can get you on the phone.
Like our Polish listener.
Yeah, oh yes, that'd be good, wouldn't
it? I'm intrigued by the person that downloads in Poland. I think it might have been someone local, Chris Akers. It might have been him. But he might have been flying around the world. And
we see, I've been posting it on like American websites and everything as well.
We have had downloads from the States.
Oh, see, it's working.
It's magic.
How do you get to find that out, though?
Because I'm the webmaster and I know everything.
Why can't I have that? That's just not fair.
Because I have to control things, and controlling you is the most difficult part of this.
But it does say, have you noticed, on the front page, it says people that subscribe to ours have also subscribed to Chris Evans Evans and Jonathan Ross.
Well, there we are
as well. So is that good?
That's impressive, isn't it?
Is it?
I've never looked at that. I've never paid any attention whatsoever.
Yeah, it's on the front page.
Oh, there
so
we go. In iTunes, please
then.
Click subscribe in iTunes.
Please.
And get a dose of Zoe every week. That did the job.
Or if there's you want to pass a message, perhaps you want to tell us how good we are or offer us a contract somewhere.
Always looking for some sort of,
you're great, love you, Zoe.
No, it'd be nice to hear that somebody's listened and they've enjoyed. That's what I
And had their life uplifted.
Yes.
Purely for the discussion between you
or
and our young man over there about
producers.
His eyebrows.
No, if there's any record producers or theatrical companies that would like to hire our men here.
Yes. And we forgot to ask, have either of you got websites or anything you want to plug just before we chuck you back out into the street?
Well, I might get a recording of this actually and put it on one because I haven't got one at the minute.
So Dan hasn't got one. Have you got a MySpace or
He's
anything?
He's got a MySpace.
I'm going to set one up once I get the recordings for this because I'm going to do some recording soon. But this is
so
like the first
on,
recordings
I've had. You're on Facebook though, aren't you?
I've got Facebook, but it's just about me and my life.
It's finding people.
That's okay.
Yeah, Zoe's would be if she had a life. So we will at some point plug Dan's website once he's sorted himself out.
Yes.
Ty, you can be found, I know, on telgenie.com.
Yes.
Is your microphone on? Talk into his over there, you've broke it. There we go.
Sorry. yes, there was a video from the talent show that I did.
So. Yeah, Telgenie.com, Ty Matthew Harris, search for you that way.
Yeah, I am in a few upcoming shows as well. So.
Oh, what have you got coming up?
I've got one of the leads in Rent, the musical, which is going to be on at Dormston Mill Theatre with the West Bromwich Operatic Society in September.
Yeah.
And I'm with a company called Slick Productions, who's doing a show in October, I'd like to say late October. So,
So look out for
quite
more
busy.
Info.
Yeah.
And what part have you got what in Rent?
Mark Cohen.
Tell us, explain that one to us. What do you play?
Basically, he's kind of like the narrator character of the story. He's on the very outside of the story because the story is very controversial. It's very complex. It's very deep. And
he's
basically
not a bit beyond you or anything. Though.
It is a tough
well, he's
part.
A narrator.
He's just he's not that. He's like there's a group of him. Like there's a group of really close friends, and he's the one that's on the outside sort of thing. He's like the glue that holds them all together. So no pressure.
I'm sure you'll be very good in that one.
Oh yeah,
excellent. Well, thanks again for joining us this week. Thank you to you guys for coming in as well. And so
Cheers. Give
us the web email address once more.
It is themilkbarpodcast@googlemail.com.
thank you again, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, thank you very much.
Turn up and out.
Jason and Zoe at the Milk Bar.